Blog Talk Radio.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray.
Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy. I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. You had the opportunity to share in festivities with family and friends. Today, it's just going to be a show about, I have a few points that I'm going to read just to spread some positive energy out there. I just want to just let you know that this has just been a wonderful, wonderful occasion for me this week just to be able to come on to the show this early Sunday morning. I'm very thankful to God for yet another day of my life, health, and strength. We're going to just start it by, I picked out a few points that I wanted to read. And this first poem is just a wonderful poem, very inspiring, and it gives you something to think about. The title of the poem is called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're treading seems all uphill, when funds are low and the debts are high, and when you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer when it twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. And that's by Author Unknown. That is a poem that I found this week that I kind of wanted to share on the air today. It speaks so much volume. It's very positive. A lot of times people, when they're going through things, they want to quit and stop doing what it is they aspire to do. But this poem pretty much says it all. It hits every pivotal that you could possibly hit in walking in life. It says, really, the first part says, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, letting you know that, you know, things are always going to happen. Things are always going to present a stumbling block before you. But what you must do is to keep on treading uphill. Even if it seems like you can't make it, you have to keep on treading uphill. I just love this particular poem. I wish I could give credit to the author, but, you know, I found the piece and it says Author Unknown. And I think this is a piece that's written on many inspirational plaques and things of that nature. So this is just definitely a winner of inspiration, full of inspiration. And I particularly like this now. When funds are low and the debts are high, I think that everyone that's listening to the show and everyone that tunes into the show in the archives will understand this. When funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, that hits home to everyone, because with this, the economy that we're experiencing now, a lot of people are being hit very hard with being without their jobs, being without financial resources. But this particular poem is giving you inspiration and, you know, hoping to help, trying to help you find some piece of inspiration, some gateway that you could see the little bit of light that's there that could help you get through. And it says, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest, it must, but don't you quit. I want to really bring out that poem. It says rest, meaning that, you know, sometimes, even though when you're going through, sometimes you have to put yourself in a position where you quiet yourself down and allow yourself to just to rest. Because you're thinking so much about what you're going through. You're thinking so much of how you're going to make it through. It says rest if you must, but don't you quit. Even when you feel like you're at your lowest point in your life, you know that there is a way, always a way out. Like, a couple of shows ago, I read a piece that I wrote. There's always two sides, a good versus evil, a happy versus sad. You know, there's always an alternate of something, of whatever you're going through. There's always an alternate. So this is essentially what this poem is saying. You will go through these circumstances in your life, but there is always a way out of them. This poem is just so lovely. I just couldn't resist reading it today and expounding on it. One of the other parts of this particular poem, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Meaning, you know, sometimes you can get to the very point of something, your breaking point, and because you really couldn't see past the stormy weather, the gray sky, your circumstances, you were almost there. You were giving it a try to try to make it through, and you were almost there, but because you couldn't see it, you couldn't overcome that thing because you didn't stick it out. You didn't stick it out. I'm here to tell you to be encouraged to stick it out. Whatever it is that you're pondering over, whatever it is that you're dealing with, stick it out, because the scripture even says, weeping man endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And that is so enlightening, so inspirational, so full of hope. That's what we need today is hope. Hope to get over those pivotal moments in our lives and those low moments in our lives. We need hope. And reading this particular piece gives you hope because it kind of have you retreat to a place of self-reflection. It causes you to say, look, I want to overcome this situation. I do not want this thing to beat me. I do not want this thing to conquer my inner peace. I don't want this thing to rob me of my joy or my peace. So this is just a wonderful, wonderful poem, and I couldn't resist reading. The gist of the poem is, do not quit. Success is failure turned into. I want to read this part again. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tinted the cloud of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. I love that. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, we wanted to expound a little bit more on that when we come back, but we're going to go to a commercial break because we have some advertisers that so very supporting of the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And as I have been advertising that various spots for very advertisers to come onto the show and let our listeners hear about what you're offering. So without further ado, we are going to go to commercial break, and we're going to ask that you keep it here because we will be right back after these messages.
Tomorrow's unknowns might be solved by asking yourself some questions. Does the thought of job loss, economic, or natural disaster have you worried? Have you ever thought, how do I grow and store food? Could I hunt or fish if I needed to? Where would I get my drinking water? And how would I purify it? What are other people saying about the economy? Find help and answers at shtfm.com. Learn new skills at shtfm.com.
All right. Okay, thank you, folks. We're right back. I'm Poetic Energy herself, and we are so delighted to be here on the show this morning, just serving up a little inspiration from some poetic pieces and just really trying to send out the message of being positive and helping people get through their toughest times by offering them some inspirational words to grab onto. The last poem we read was Don't Quit. Well, we have another poem entitled You Can Be Whatever You Want to Be, and this is a piece by Donna Levin. There is inside you all of the potential to be whatever you want to be, all of the energy to do whatever you want to do. Imagine yourself as you would like to be, doing what you want to do. And each day, take one step towards your dream. And though at times it may seem too difficult to continue, hold on to your dream. One morning you will awake to find that you are the person you dreamed of, doing what you wanted to do simply because you had the courage to believe in your potential and to hold on to your dream. I wanted to read that particular piece today because this is very, very inspiring. It almost kind of helps you to kind of put some fire under your feet and start believing in yourself and the things that you wish to do. Particularly the first part says, there is inside of you all the potential to whatever you want to be, all of the energy to do whatever you want to do. Sometimes people have to be reassured of those things, that that they have the potential. You may be looking at somebody else and how they are, you know, it appears that they're very successful at what they're doing. But you know what? You have to believe in yourself just as much as the next person, because you never, never know how you're going to achieve or achieve your success unless you try it. You know, give it a try, give it a whirl. Begin to walk that path towards what it is that you wish to do in your life. I like this particular part, and this next part of the point. Imagine yourself as you would like to be, doing what you want to do. And with that one little piece in the poem, it's causing you to begin to visualize yourself walking in your dream. And that, this is just so lovely. It's amazing how this words that, you know, you can bring words to life, and the impact of how you put together poetry, how it can just bring so many fulfilling thoughts in your life, how it can just let the energy come in. I feel like this poem is full of energy, full of life, because it breathes into you life, because it's telling you to self-reflect and envision yourself walking in your dream, doing whatever it is you want to do, being whomever you wish to be. You have to do something. You have to take action in your life. We could say all day long that we want to be successful. We want to be multimillionaires. We want to be models. We want to be actors. We want to be doctors. We want to be lawyers. But it takes something on your part to get that plan into action. You definitely have to make a plan and put it in full force and begin to see yourself, believe in yourself, and begin walking that path to doing whatever you need to do to get where you're trying to go. And I hear a lot of people say all the time that they dream of doing this and they dream of doing that. Well, that's, you know, if you don't take action, it would remain just a dream and not a reality. So this, you know, these few little pieces that I'm reading today is just because I wanted to encourage the listeners, encourage people to begin to embrace who you are and find yourself in this new upcoming year. And I told myself, I'm not going to make any new Year's resolutions, because a lot of people, that's a setup for failure to me. What I am going to do, the approach I am going to take, is to begin to just take action. That's what I want. That's my word for the day. Take action in your own life so that you can begin to walk in your own light and do what it is that you choose to do in your life. I just, you know, that is one of the most powerful things to say, that, you know, to take action in your own life. Okay, another part of the this poem, imagine yourself as you would like to be, doing what you want to do. And each day now, take one step sometimes, you know, I wanted to bring this particular piece out in the poem because sometimes we are so in a rush, we are so overzealous in trying to accomplish our goals that we try to, you know, try to accomplish it in 30 minutes, 30 days, overnight. Don't try and strive to be an overnight sensation. If it happens, fine. There are very few and far in between people that become an overnight sensation. But you have to work hard. There's a process to becoming successful at anything. There is a process. Sometimes people, they want to, you know, accomplish something really quickly because they're trying to impress someone else. But it should be all about you establishing yourself for the person that you are and not trying to establish yourself to please someone else. Because you know what happens? When you try to please someone else, you're always going to end up in the same boat you were in before, left still pondering over your dreams and not doing what it is that you need to do. Okay. It says, let me read this part. And though at times it may seem too difficult to continue, hold on to your dreams. One morning you will awake to find that you are the person you dreamed of. Listen to all that hope in this piece. I really love Donna Levine really hit it when she wrote this piece. You could say, you could write a piece and it has very few words, but it is powerfully impact. And I just really, really enjoy this particular piece because it's full of so much inspiration, so much self-reflection, so much hope, so much drive. It just kind of encompasses a lot of things, and it can cause a person to begin to say, hey, she's right. I need to keep pushing. I need to keep moving forward. And it's all about me because it's my dream, my vision, and I need to keep pushing forward. And the last but not least, again, the last part, simply because you have the courage. Sometimes we have to be reminded that when we accomplish things in our life, we have the courage to do that. We have the courage. And I really love this piece. This is a great, great piece. And to believe in your potential, believe that you are able to accomplish these things. Don't try to measure up to someone else. Be the unique person you are to be. Sometimes people find themselves trying to measure up to someone else, and they compare themselves to someone else. But you don't know what it is that they went through or what path or road they took to get where they are. And sometimes it's not always a good road or a good path. And sometimes you don't even know what a person, if they honestly strive to do, you know, wherever they are in their life. You honestly do not know whether it was a good path to take for them. And, people get to where they are by doing illegal things or selfish things. So you want to have a different mindset. You want to have a different outlook and to, you know, achieve your goals by putting yourself out there to do what it is to fulfill the potential that you have in yourself honestly and with great light around you, because that's so important in the end. You have to have a positive light shining around you, because that's going to make all the difference in the world when you finally get to a certain point in your life and people want to know how it is that you made it over, so to speak, that you'll be able to tell them with a free heart and a free mind that you made it through because you believed in yourself, you strive, and the God gave you, allowed you to become the best person that you were intended to be. All right. That was a wonderful poem, and that piece, again, you can be whatever you want to be. Well, folks, we are going to go to another, we wanted to kind of put in some other Christmas music here, but we'll be back with some of the other announcements that we have. like on the commercial breaks. But in relative to the Christmas season, we are going to play a little music here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Christmas. come here every year, every Christmas.
Well, that was Luther Vandross with Every Year, Every Christmas. I love Christmas music because it just brings such a inspiration is such a warm feeling inside of you. It just it's so warm and so embracing. Welcome back to the Morning Inspiration and Candid Conversations with your host, Poetic Energy. What we have been doing today is just reading some very inspirational poems because I want to give people something positive to think about during these seasons of difficult times, and I want people to embrace who they are and to continue to believe in themselves and succeed and strive to be the best person that they can be in their lives. We have read, just a recap, we've read a poem by an author, Don't Quit, and I think it's very a familiar poem with a lot of people. And we read another poem by Donna Levine, You Can Be Whatever You Want to Be. That was the last poem that we ended before commercial break that we went to. That poem was so inspiring, so uplifting. And poetry does that. I just love poetry because it's something that, brings your soul to life. You could be at your lowest point in your life, and you can find a piece of poetry that will just turn your world upside down for the better. And that's why I love that God has given me a gift to be able to write and share with other people poetry. We have one more poem that we're going to share, and it's entitled Follow Your Dream by Amanda Bradley. Follow your dream. Take one step at a time and don't settle for less. Just continue to climb. Follow your dream. If you stumble, don't stop and lose sight of your goal. Press to the top. For only on top can we see the whole view. Can we see what we've done and what we can do? We can then have the vision to seek something new. Press on. Follow your dream. And that was by Amanda Bradley. Oh, that poem is just, it has very few stanzas in it. However, it really, really resonates just, nothing but positive energy. And it kind of makes you want to just fight, even when you're dealing with the hardest and most difficult thing. When I read that poem, it brought so many things to life. It says, follow your dream, take one step at a time. Don't try to do it all, everything at once. Sometimes we become overwhelmed with trying to do everything quickly and in a hurry. And it's just, you don't give you time to process your steps that you need to take in order to achieve your intended success. And so that's why I picked this poem for one of the pieces today, because it just helps you to, kind of slow it down and pace yourself, because it says just continue to climb. Follow your dream. When you're climbing, if you see yourself climbing up a hill, you got to put one hand up and then the other one is beneath the other hand, but you just keep lapping over and over until you're finally at the top. Because I was able to visually see in this poem myself just actually climbing up those mountains, climbing up those hills, just anticipating getting to the top. And this was just a wonderful piece. And one part it says, if you stumble, sometimes you will. If you know anything about climbing mountains or if you've ever experienced that, it says, if you stumble, don't stop and lose sight of your goal, press to the top. That particular piece, it was just so amazing when I read. I was so excited when I read this poem because says, don't lose sight of your goal, just press to the top. And I'm losing my voice because I'm so excited about this piece because it's so inspiring. And it says, for only on top can we see the whole view. If you think about it, when you get to that mountaintop, you see like the whole world. You know, everything is in full view. When you think about it, when you're starting from the valley low and you're going to the mountain high, when you look down, you can see everything. It's just like when you're flying in an airplane and you look down, you see everything to a certain point. But it's just an amazing piece, and I wanted to read that because I wanted someone to be inspired about, you know, to grab onto this energy, grab onto this positivity, and know that whatever you are striving to do, you can do it. But know this, that there will be stumbling blocks. There will be hindrance. There will be naysayers. There will be, you know, just all kind of negative people that will stop you from trying to achieve your dream. But guess what? You got to keep on moving. You got to find and keep that gateway open where you always are following that light, because that light takes you to the point of your success. Because if you allow somebody to dim your light, guess what? You will waddle in one position stagnant and don't know how to go forward because you allow someone else to strip you of your light, to take you off your path, to close that gateway. But I am here to tell you, just with this lovely, these lovely poets, you know, these inspirational poems, to don't allow yourself to do that. You can be the best you can be. Follow your dreams to the end. You know, follow them. This was just amazing. I wanted to do this show because I selected these particular poems because it is just all about, this week I just felt a lot of positive energy. You know, I try to put myself around a lot of energy because what it does is it changes your whole atmosphere. You could be just experiencing a really rough patch in your life, but it's up to you to usher light and energy into your own life, because guess what? No one else is going to do it. You are responsible for achieving your own goals, for making sure that your atmosphere is surrounded by positive energy. You can allow people in your life to strip that away from you if you want, but guess what? You will be the only person that is hurting from allowing somebody else to strip you of the path that you are on, that you were on. So I want to encourage you today just to continue on the path of success, because I know, and one thing I will say, that success is not about money all the time. And I want to, you know, reiterate that, you know, over and over, that a lot of people equate success with money. But I think any little thing that you're trying to accomplish in your life and you find yourself actually doing the thing that you wanted to do, now that is success. And I would say that success is accomplishing those things that you set out to do. That's what success is to me. Even no matter how big or how small, when you say that I want to do this and you actually find yourself doing it, that is success to me. You know, it's just, you know, I can't say that and express that enough. But we have a few more minutes remaining in the show, and, you know, I get overly excited about things, especially when I'm talking about positive energy and releasing that out to people and to my listeners. It's just important for me. That's why my show is called the Poetic Energy Radio Show. It's not just a show about poetry, but it's about impacting the lives of others in any way that I possibly can, and using the tools and the resources that I have to accomplish that. So in essence, that you're helping me to achieve my success and being a light to other people and being a strength to other people in any way that I can. I just want to take this moment. We have 5 minutes remaining in the show. I just want to appreciate all of our listeners. It's just wonderful when people can come in and really embrace you and listen to some encouraging words. I really appreciate all the listeners. Although you may not be signed into the chat rooms, I'm able to see that we have quite a few listeners. And I just want to acknowledge author F. Charles for hanging out with me in the chat room. It's just such a tremendous blessing to be able to. I know that a lot of people that normally shows up for the Morning Inspiration Candid Conversation, people are still enjoying their families and friends, and I so understand that because I just enjoy people. I love the atmosphere of positive energy. So truly, I understand, and we will be. We'll be having the show again, so they'll come back. You know, you never don't be concerned about numbers and people not being in the chat room because you have the listeners out there too, and we have, you know, quite a few listeners. My board is kind of, you know, so full of people, so I thank you all. I know you're listening, so I appreciate your being here and hanging out with me this morning, now in this afternoon. Before we go, I have a few announcements I'd like to make. We have a couple of people that, have chosen the Poetic Energy Show to advertise on. We have AmericasAuthorsMakers.com. We have SpeechOut.com, which is a new social network site. We have ShareHairSecrets.com, which is sharing secrets about black hair and how to manage it and take care of it. Then we have freegrantforwomen.com, and then we have kbgold.wm. If you're listening, I just want you to take the opportunity on our main page. We do have links to those opportunities and those people who have chosen the Poetic Energy Radio Show to, you know, promote their product. Take the time to click on some of the links and support those people if you choose to, if that's something that you may be interested in or have an interest in. But at this time, we have 3 minutes remaining. I want to say thank you all for coming out, hanging with me, Poetic Energy, on the Morning Inspiration Candid Conversation Show. And we're going to sign off by giving you some more beautiful, beautiful Christmas music here just to stay in line with the season. Tune in next week at the same time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we love you. Thank you so much. We will go with the Temptations with Silent Night. Goodbye, all. Love and blessings.
For the night before Christmas. The creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Ooh. For all of my friends, would you listen to me? What I say, we wish you a
Merry Christmas
to me.
Temptations.